Yes, hi. So this is Najla. I was speaking from Gaza. I work for Oxfam. I live in Gaza City, in the western side of Gaza City, and I'm living with my family and additional to 12 people who are friends who came over 3 days ago to stay over our place because of destruction in their area. We have no electricity from the grid. We have just electricity from our solar energy. Last night we managed to sleep after few hours after some chaos regarding a suspicion of threat by Israelis to hit a block near our block. So there was a rumor that somebody came and told the neighbors that the Israelis are going to hit this area, so there was a bit of panic. Luckily it's not directly my street, just the one above. But this caused a bit of panic at night while we were putting the kids to sleep. Luckily nothing happened, and then after an hour it was found out that it's a scam or something. At 4:30 or 5 a.m. we there was some airstrikes before during the night, but that one was like really massive. It shook the house. It was at the coastal road, and it was, I think, several ones at the same time, because then it's not very, very close to us. However, it was very, very, very big, very violent, very strong. And everyone, the kids and everyone, woke up. And since then, we're all awake, so we couldn't go back to sleep. We had different rounds of intermittent kind of bombing, especially from the Navy. Actually, what can be heard from that voice note, maybe drones and some background, probably some artillery, what is it called, shelling from the sea, as far as I can tell. This morning there was a massacre in Al-Shatiq camp. Everyone is shocked by it, because of the images that came out. It was a totally fully populated area with there was like a number of casualties. There were like bodies between, like in the under the rubble, and I still haven't heard a count on that, but I know that the total count is like now 1,200 Palestinians killed, in addition to probably 5,000 or more injured. It's hard to keep up with the situation, with the numbers, with the developments. Everyone I know is displaced, is either in a school or in a public place or in a house of a relative. Situation is devastating, and we are very worried in terms of the attacks themselves, but also the access to food and water. So far we're okay, but we don't know what the coming days will bring. We have enough water for now. We managed to do a refill from a private vendor that we saw on the street, because now with lack of electricity and the cut of water from Israel, there is no there's going to be a significant shortage of water supply, let alone the infrastructure that was severely damaged.